At 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 72 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and warmer here today, a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the State Fire Marshal's Office reports a burn ban request has been approved for Crawford County. The request was made by Steve Ulmer, a member of the Crawford County Board of Supervisors, on behalf of the fire departments within the county. The ban on open burning went into effect on July the 20th and will remain in place until further notice. Currently, conditions are too dry to allow for open burning, which would pose a danger to life and or property. Other counties have been approved for a ban on open burning include Buena Vista, Plymouth, and Wapello. And under state law, local officials can ask the state fire marshal to establish bans on open burning during periods of extremely dry conditions. Those caught violating the bans can be charged with a simple misdemeanor. The USDA crop report released Monday shows more than 90% of southern Iowa's topsoil is short or very short categories, while 99% of northeastern Iowa's topsoil falls into the adequate to surplus categories. Wide variation in rainfall is an issue in many areas. Iowa State University Extension agronomist Virgil Schmidt monitors the border counties from Muscatine to Fort Madison. He says the northern part of his territory hasn't seen too much rain this summer, while some areas further south haven't seen rain in 2 months.
The effect is not a good one. We are losing corn yield quite rapidly. From a soybean standpoint, they are a little bit more resilient. A lot of people say that soybean yields are made in August, and there's obviously a lot more to it than that. But, you know, soybeans have probably a better potential to recover now than the corn does.
Schmidt says the situation is much different the farther north you go.
In my northern counties, people basically have too much rain. And then if you get down toward the Missouri border, there are places down there that have not had rain in over 2 months.
Another ISU Extension agronomist, Rebecca Vitito, oversees 10 south central counties near the Missouri border. She sees the same sporadic rain problem.
Rain has been pretty spotty. One farm might get some rain, and then sometimes even a quarter mile down the road, they get nothing. But in general, we are very dry.
The corn plants are starting to show the impact of the dry days.
Our corn is in kind of that pollination / grain sale stage. This is not the time of year when we want to have a lot of stress. I'm already starting to see those ears tip back. So the kernels pollinated, but now the plant is aborting those kernels on those ears.
Overall conditions for the corn deteriorated slightly in the latest crop report to 2% very poor, 6% poor, and 68% in good to excellent condition. Soybean conditions also dropped slightly with 62% rated good to excellent condition. The corn and soybeans are the only thing that's aren't the only thing that's hurting from the dry weather.
It's also really affecting forages and pastures right now. I know quite a few producers who had to pull their cows off the pasture because they're just dry and crispy and there's nothing left out there for them to eat other than maybe a few thistles. So we're starting to hear people talking about feeding bales already to their livestock.
And those hay bales are generally reserved for use as winter feed. Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston report the arrest late Monday afternoon of 31-year-old John Vanscoy of Creston. Vanscoy was arrested near the intersection of Sumner and New York Streets on a charge of driving while barred. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Gary Eugene Edwards of Lorimore was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Edwards was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Union County Jail until being seen by a judge. The Mills County Sheriff's Office's three men were arrested over the past week on warrants. On Monday, 36-year-old Jason Lee Rankins of Omaha was arrested at around 7:30 a.m. at the Mills County Courthouse for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. On Friday, 33-year-old Justin Christopher Sneed of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. He, too, was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. And Thursday of last week, 23-year-old Tyler Allen Dittus of Carson was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for contempt of court. No bond was set for him. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County on Monday issued several arrest reports. Authorities say 28-year-old Lee Patrick Schuler of Oakland was arrested Sunday morning for OWI second offense and having a concealed .22 caliber rifle and ammunition. Schuler was taken into custody after a deputy responded to a single vehicle property damage accident in the vicinity of Honeysuckle Road and 400th Street. The vehicle, a 2004 Chevy pickup, was found in the north ditch. Schuler told the deputy he had fallen asleep at the wheel while returning to his residence. He was cited for failure to maintain control and arrested on the OWI and weapons charges. 39-year-old Matthew Terrell Ali of Council Bluffs was arrested around 6:20 a.m. Sunday after an investigation into an accident involving a motorcycle he was riding. The 2004 Harley-Davidson crashed in the 19,000 block of Minster Springs Road. Ali fled the scene and was located by law enforcement at Mercy Hospital. A routine license check revealed he had an active warrant for his arrest through Missouri for being a fugitive from justice. Once released from the hospital, Matthew Ali was transported to the Pot County Jail, where he was being held pending extradition to Missouri. A man being held in the Pot County Jail was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree after he allegedly broke a sprinkler head at the facility. The incident happened a little before midnight on Saturday. Authorities say 36-year-old Arthur Jared Crum of Council Bluffs was angry because he said people were saying he was a child molester. Damage to the jail sprinkler head amounted to $350. The Pott County Sheriff's Office's 20-year-old Cole Allen Fisher of Avoca was arrested at around 3:15 a.m. Saturday for OWI first offense after a deputy observed a 2013 Chevy pickup traveling north on Highway 59 at a high rate of speed. A woman from Nebraska was arrested just after 4 a.m. Saturday in Pottawatomie County after a deputy responded to a report of a possibly intoxicated driver on Highway 6 near 260th. The vehicle, a 2006 Kia with no registration plates, was pulled over near 270th and Highway 6. The driver, identified as 30-year-old Trina Jo Sharon of Omaha, admitted to the deputy she had marijuana in her possession and had been drinking earlier. A check of her driving status revealed that Sharon was not valid to drive and that the vehicle had been stolen out of Nebraska. Sharon was taken into custody for second-degree theft, motor vehicle-related, and OWI first offense. And the Pott County Sheriff's Office's Nebraska man was arrested for possession of a controlled substance as well as OWI first offense after he was pulled over for speeding at around 1 a.m. on June 27th near the intersection of Highways 92 and 59. 22-year-old Tyler Joseph Schleichhardt of Omaha reportedly had displayed signs of impairment. A search of his vehicle resulted in the recovery of 6.6 grams of marijuana. Well, thousands of people have responded to the emergency call for blood and platelet donations issued by the American Red Cross earlier this month, but the organization says there continues to be a critical summer blood shortage. Eligible donors of all types are urgently needed. After issuing the emergency call, the Red Cross experienced a 30% increase in blood donation appointments through mid-July. About half the appointments were scheduled by donors using the free blood donor app or at redcrossblood.org. Despite that improvement, blood products are still being distributed to hospitals as fast as donations are coming in, so more donations are needed to meet patient needs and replenish the blood supply. Nearly 61,000 fewer blood donations than needed were given through the Red Cross in May and June, prompting the emergency call for donations in July. The shortfall was the equivalent of the Red Cross not receiving any blood donations for more than 4 days. To schedule your appointment, use the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Donation appointments and completion of a RapidPass online health history questionnaire are encouraged to help reduce the time it takes to donate. And as a special thank you, those who come out to give blood or platelets with the Red Cross from July the 26th through August 31st will be emailed a $5 Target gift card. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.